In this bulletin, the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine approved for use in Australia, calls for new laws to tackle COVID-19 misinformation, and Ellie Carpenter named the Asian Football Confederation's Best Women's Player of 2020. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the approval of the Pfizer vaccine for use in Australia is an important step in the fight against COVID-19. Australia's medical regulator, Therapeutic Goods Administration, says the vaccine has met their standards for high safety and efficacy for use on those aged 16 years and older. Mr. Morrison says that Pfizer is shipping doses in time for vaccinations to begin in late February.
And so we remain within the guardrails of the time frame that we set a few weeks ago, but obviously that is going to continue to come under challenge for events and circumstances that exist well beyond our shores. And it was for that reason we put the arrangements in place with CSL and AZ to ensure that we would be able to produce our own vaccine here in Australia, and that is happening now.
The Secretary of the Federal Health Department, Brendan Murphy, says next month's mass vaccination campaign will be a huge logistical challenge. And health and technology experts are urging federal MPs to put in place new laws to tackle coronavirus misinformation and vaccine hesitancy. Public Health Coalition Reset Australia has written a letter to MPs proposing new laws will be passed requiring big tech companies to maintain a live, updated list of the most shared COVID-19 material on social media. The Executive Director of Reset Australia, Chris Cooper, says the list makes it easier to trace misinformation before it spreads.
The live list would provide public health officials, academics and journalists with essentially a list of the most trending COVID-related URLs, because that's where people are linking most out to misinformation. But importantly, we'll also give public health officials top-line demographic data and engagement data so they can see in which broad communities it's most going viral, so that they can target their public health communication.
And the consecutive run of days without any local spread of COVID-19 has continued in Victoria and Queensland. One year after Australia's first coronavirus case was recorded, a man in his 50s, Victoria has now reached 19 days without any local cases, although six cases have been recorded in the state's hotel quarantine. It's unclear whether any of the quarantine infections are connected to the Australian Open. Meanwhile, Queensland has reached 14 straight days without any local cases. Two new COVID-19 cases were recorded in hotel quarantine. Researchers have called for more spending and a shift in messaging to stop the number of Indigenous Australians dying from smoking. Researchers at the Australian National University found that the numbers of Indigenous Australians dying from smoking is nearly double what was previously thought. The new study finds smoking causes 50% of deaths among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander adults aged 45 years and over, and 37% of deaths among Indigenous Australians of any age. Briefly in overseas news, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's ready and willing to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping, but only if there are no preconditions to holding the talks. China has imposed tariffs on Australia's wine and barley industries and has blocked or delayed some Australian lobster, beef, cotton and timber exports. The new Trade Minister, Dan Tehan, initiated written communication with his Chinese counterpart over the weekend, but has yet to receive a reply. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says it's advisable that Mr. Morrison reach out to former Prime Ministers John Howard and Kevin Rudd for help to reset the bilateral relationship.
Well, I wrote to the Prime Minister last week suggesting that he engage with former Prime Ministers Rudd and Howard, both of whom have significant relationships with China. And as well, of course, Kevin Rudd has significant relationships with the incoming Biden administration as well. You need to find a way through.
Matilda's defender Ellie Carpenter says she's honoured to be named the Asian Football Confederation's Best Women's Player of 2020. The 20-year-old helped the Matildas qualify for the Tokyo Olympics, won the W League Grand Final last year with Melbourne City before signing for European giants Olympique Lyonnais. See what the weather's doing for you today across the country. Partly cloudy in Perth, 26 degrees. A humid day with a couple of showers for Adelaide, 34. 40 degrees in Melbourne, very hot with an afternoon cool change. Hot as well in Hobart, 34 degrees, late showers. In Canberra, hot and sunny as well, 38. In Wollongong, sunny and 29. Similar conditions for Sydney, 31 degrees. In Newcastle, sunny as well, 34. A possible shower for Brisbane, 30 degrees. Sunny in Cairns, 32 degrees. And in Darwin, rain with a possible storm, 31 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.